You're listening to Pyro Media Network, setting radios ablaze since 2017. Hello, and welcome back to Coffee with Kim, the podcast. This is a time where you can sit back, relax, and just enjoy the conversation. There'll be times where I'll just be talking to you, talking with myself, and there'll be other times where I'll have a guest. But today, I want to talk about perspective. Perspective. I took a deep breath because I've been going through some things in my life here of late where I've been challenged to change my perspective, change how I think about some things that are going on in my life and how they are affecting me and how I'm responding to them. Before I go into me and some of the things that I'm dealing with, I just want to give you a brief definition of what perspective really means. So perspective means a particular attitude or way of regarding something. So in other words, your perspective is your point of view. It's how you see it. It's the lens through which you see things, the way you view it, the way you receive it, onto yourself. So when it comes to changing your perspective about life or changing your perspective about a person, it starts with you. It has to start with you being in charge of how you see it or how you decide to see it, how you decide to receive it, and maybe how you're going to be in charge of changing whatever that perspective is. Let's just sit right there in that, because that's a lot. It's a lot, because I know that we are experiencing a lot of things in our lives now. It's a lot going on in this world. We see it every day on the news. We hear it on the radio. We see it on social media. We experience it in our families, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, on our jobs. It's a lot going on. You know, we don't have to go into details about what that a lot going on is, because it could be different for some folks and it can be the same for others. But changing my perspective. So I've been going through some things in my life. I choose not to say exactly what area that I've been experiencing these things, you know, just to keep things cool with everybody. But I've been challenged in some ways. And let me first start by saying, before I was challenged to even change my perspective on this particular situation, I really thought that I was going to get an easy out. I really thought that God was going to give me the desire that I had for myself in a change in a certain area of my life. And I really thought, you know, and I hate to say it like this, but I really thought God was going to come through for me. But as it was his decision not to give me that particular thing, well, you know, let me just go on and put it out there. You know, I really thought I was going to get this job. I really thought the job was going to be wonderful for me. I really thought that of course it was going to pay me more money, you know, so of course that was going to be the wonderful thing. But when I really started looking at the job in and of itself, where it was located, where I live, I really started seeing that this is probably not the job for me. Perhaps the pay, oh, would have been awesome. But, you know, when I think about it, I probably would have been very disappointed, or I think I probably would have been overwhelmed after a certain point. But anyway, I wasn't upset when I didn't get the position. I really feel like God had already given me the foresight to know that I was not going to get the position, and he even graced me so that he let me know why. And he just showed it to me. It wasn't even a vision or anything, but it was an actual visit to the site, not for the job, but for something else I was doing. And I went there and I thought on my way home, this is a long way to go. And I started thinking about the things that I would have to do when I got to the job site and what the requirements were and all of that. And I said, you know what? I don't know if this is for me. I think just because I was going through some things where I was and experiencing some things that, you know, have been unpleasant for me, that I thought anywhere and anything would be better. And that's not always the truth. Sometimes when things are uncomfortable in your life, situations are unpleasant for you, it doesn't mean that anywhere or anything else would be better. It just doesn't. I reflected on a lesson that I was a part of for our ministers, for our church. We had a lesson, and it really was kind of related to the whole changing my perspective thing, but the person who was teaching the lesson started talking about God giving us grace in our current situations, and how sometimes he won't remove you from those things, but he will give you the grace to endure it. And not only that, but he wants you to change your perspective while you were there. And I really had to just kind of like deal with it within myself, and come to grips with the fact that maybe I was just trying to like jet out. I was trying to escape and, you know, get out of there for my own reasons. But God has something else for me to do. And I can't say that I'm really happy about it. I can't say that what God wants me to do is something that I want to do. I'll be honest with you all. I don't even feel like, you know, it's something that I should have to do. But, you know, that's not how God works. You know, it's not about what we think we should have to do or what we deserve and all of that. It's really sometimes just about the task that he has set before you. And really about the task and the purpose. And so I had to stop and reflect on, what is my purpose? What is my purpose in this situation? What is my purpose on this job? Not even so much to do the actual work. The actual work is not what bothers me, but it's just some of the other things that are going on along with that. But my purpose, I had to come back to that. What is my purpose for being here? And if I can really come to grips with what my purpose is and just kind of like really live in that and be comfortable with that, then perhaps I could change my perspective on why I'm still there. So perspective, like I said, changing the lens in which you see something, the way you view it. And then I added my own little thing here where I said, you know, being in charge of how you react to it, how you respond, you know. So perspective, yeah, I could change the way I see it, but how do I respond to it? You know, what's my attitude? That's the thing that God started dealing with me on, man, was my attitude. Why do I have such a bad attitude? I had such a bad attitude. And it didn't reflect, in my personality, because my personality, I'm pretty much a happy, fun-loving, serious, matter-of-fact person. But I don't have a bad attitude. And so I'm very forgiving and loving to people, even when they're not the same to me. But I had to think about my attitude. And it wasn't so much, like I said, what people would see, but what I saw. What I saw, my response to things, in my quiet time, or my response to things, about what I was dealing with when it came to the people that I felt very comfortable with letting them know how I felt, or the people I could vent to, my attitude. And so that was one of the things that God really challenged me on was, girl, look at your attitude. It stinks. It's terrible. It sucks. I said it. Your attitude sucks. You need to get that together. So here I am sitting here thinking about my purpose. Why am I still here? Why am I still there? God, what are you doing in me? What is it that you want me to do? And then, so sad, but I was like, Lord, if I do this, can I just go? Can I be released? I can't even say that's what God has for me. I know He has some great and wonderful things for me in my future, but I know that I have something to accomplish. I have a goal. I have a job to meet, and so I'm going to do that. But I just wanted to kind of go over some things that may be helpful to you. You may be challenged in some ways. You may be going through some things, and it may not be your job. It may be your family. It may be what's happening in your neighborhood. It may be happening. What's happening in the world that may be affecting you deeply, and you just have a bad attitude towards it. You have a bad attitude towards some people. You have a bad attitude towards your mate or your children or whatever the case may be. And so you're in that same place that I am in. I can't say was, I want to say am, and working on it is changing my perspective.
Voices are ignited and stories blaze to life. We're not just another network. We're a passionate community dedicated to amplifying unheard voices and sparking meaningful conversations. At Pyro Media Network, we believe in the power of storytelling to educate, provoke thought, and uplift our audience. Our talented creatives craft shows that resonate, entertain, and leave a lasting impact. Be part of our community where your voice matters. Whether you're craving fresh perspectives, seeking inspiration, or longing for a space where your voice is heard, Pyro Media Network is your destination. Visit Pyro Media Network today and experience the spark of something extraordinary. Subscribe, engage, and be part of the conversation that matters. Pyro Media Network, where every voice finds its place.
So a couple people that I love so very much, they were able to like get new employment. They moved on. And I was like, dang God, what about me? I feel like I'm deserving of a new position, a new job, new opportunity, So one of the things that I had to do is to stop comparing myself to other people. Stop comparing myself. That's one sure way of, first of all, bringing down your self-esteem and making you feel bad about your position and what God has for you to do. So I definitely had to not compare myself. Then I had to look at it and just look at the bright side. Yeah, I know some people say, bright side. What's the bright side when you're in a position or a place or with people or things that, you know, you're not very happy with at the time? You know, there's a lot of bright sides to it. You know, for one, I thank God I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still employed. You know, I'm still loved. I'm still cared for. And I'm still able to work. I'm still able to do the things that I know how to do. So there are a lot of bright sides. I'm still getting a check. You know, I still get paid, you know, so there are some bright sides to the situation. So look at it. That's part of changing your perspective is seeing the good. When you're in a tough situation, part of changing your perspective is definitely seeing the good, even though it's not what you want it to be. But if you dig deep enough, there's some good there. Definitely some good there. Some other things that I really wanted to look at too is don't be afraid to forgive right where you are. Because I think part of changing my perspective is being able to let go of some things. Let go of some things that really just had me in a bad place, you know. So forgiving, letting go, you know, like I said earlier, I'm big on forgiveness. That's never been a problem for me to forgive. I'm not going to always say I forgot, but I'm good on forgiving. But sometimes you just got to, like, while you're in that space and in that situation, you got to forgive so that you can change your perspective. Sometimes you have to see people, you know, the way God sees them and the conditions that they are in so that you can have some compassion. Compassion is a big word for some of us, you know, compassion, being able to love on people and see them, you know, in a different light, to have mercy on them when you don't even maybe feel like you need to have mercy on them. Just being compassionate toward them, loving and caring and wanting to help them through their situations and their tough times, even when it's difficult. Yeah, even when you yourself feel like you need some compassion. But being able to love on people and care for them, even when you feel like you yourself need someone to care for you. Another thing is be positive on purpose. Now let's dig into that. Being positive on purpose. Well, let's say this, the first thing that you probably need to do if you're going to be positive on purpose is make sure that you don't surround yourself with negative people. Yeah, I'll say that again. Make sure you don't surround yourself with negative people. If you plan on being positive, don't surround yourself with negative thinking, behaving people. Because you will fall right into that trap, especially if you're already uncomfortable and unhappy. You will fall right into that negative trap. Sometimes you have to distance yourself. Not that you like dropping people or cutting them off, but it's just that you are keeping a certain type of distance, you know, or changing the subject or, you know, not positioning yourself where you're around that person, especially when they're in that negative mood. So, yeah, so being positive on purpose, that means sometimes you have to get up and you have to speak the positive things. Like I told you about digging, and you can find some good things even in bad situations. But being positive on purpose, yeah, that takes some heart. It takes some heart. So being positive on purpose, yeah, just like I said, digging in for the good stuff that's there. Because in every situation and every person, there is something good. And so we have to be focused and we have to be intentional on making sure that we look for those good things. Because if you're looking for something negative, you're going to find it. Even if it's not necessarily the truth, you're definitely going to find something negative if you look for it. Negative is always there if you're looking for it. But being positive on purpose, that's going to take some skill. That may cause you to develop a skill set that you're not, that you don't necessarily have right now. You don't have that muscle, and so you have to build it. So you may make some mistakes. You may fall off the wagon and say something negative, but you have to be intentional about getting back up and saying, you know what? Hey, let's get back on a positive note. Let's get back. And then when people are speaking negative things and you start speaking positive things, yeah, sometimes that's going to be very uncomfortable for people. When, you know, people may call you Pollyanna, Mary Sunshine, Goody Two-Shoes. They may call you a lot of things. But if you know that part of your goal, part of what you need to do for you to change your perspective is to remain positive, even in negative situations, then you may have to take the hit. Yeah, you may have to take the hit. So just maintain your positivity, you know, at all costs. You know, speak up for positivity. You know what? Hey, I'm sorry. I just don't have it within me to be negative right now. So if you're going to continue this conversation on a negative note, then maybe we just need to not talk right now. You know, maybe you can go and, you know, do some things, you know, think about some things. I'm going to go over here in my section and think about some things. And then, you know, when we both feel like we can meet together and speak positively, then, you know, hey. Now, I'm not talking about ignoring the obvious. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about hiding my head in the sand. Don't, hey, that's not what I mean. But like I said, I mean, when you have the power and the authority to control yourself and what you say and the things that you think about, then yes, that's what I'm talking about. Knowing that there are some things that are not necessarily going on that's right, but knowing that you have the ability to say, no matter what, I'm not going to get caught up in the negative talk. I'm not going to get caught up with the negative thoughts or feelings. Because, you know, when you start thinking in a negative way, everything becomes negative. You find, you know, something wrong with everything and everybody. Yeah, you do it. I've done it. We've all done it. You know, so another thing that we can do to really change our perspective. Oh, and this one is tough because I've been waking up in the middle of the night, been waking up early in the morning, worrying. And not even like, I can't even say that I've like have this one thing that I'm worrying about, but just waking up knowing that I don't feel confident. And that's not a good thing. So it's hard for me to change my perspective when I have, you know, an attitude of worry, you know, where I'm not, you know, confident in, like I said, where God has me and what he's doing in my life. And, you know, and if you're listening to this podcast and you're saying, well, I'm not into the God stuff, that's cool. You know, that's the way you feel, you know, but nonetheless, people worry. And so there takes a certain amount of confidence within yourself and faith. And knowing what you know and knowing that, you know, worrying and being overly concerned about certain things is not going to change anything. It will not change anything about that situation. So no, worrying does not help. It does not benefit you at all. Just in life in general, you know, worrying, it can really cut your life shorter than what it needs to be. It can cause you to have physical ailments and problems. You know, it could cloud your thinking. It could disrupt your relationships with people. But just worrying about a situation definitely does not help to fix it. It just doesn't. So when I would get up in the middle of the night and I would be worrying about things that I cannot take care of, fix at that moment, you know, I had to stop myself. I had to do some self-talk and go, girl, knock it off. You can't do anything about this situation at 3:15 in the morning. Nobody is up thinking about this stuff but you. So why are you tripping like this? This is what I'm telling myself, right? And then I would be able to, you know, go back to sleep sometimes. And then sometimes I would get up and I would have to walk around or I would pray and ask God to, you know, just kind of give me some peace. But worrying, it didn't help. It did not help. So part of changing my perspective, and like I told you, I'm changing. I have not changed my perspective. I am changing my perspective. So I am practicing being purposeful with it, very intentional. And being intentional about things, it takes effort. I think I said that. There's some effort that goes into it. So this is what I'm doing right now. This is where I am. This is what I'm feeling. Have I perfected it? No, I haven't. Do I think I'm a bad person because of it? No, I don't. I think that's just the human part of me that is struggling with this one particular situation in my life. And it's not that I don't struggle in other areas, but this is like number one for me right now. And so I know for sure that God has he has something for me to do. I kind of have an idea about what it is, and I'm just so resistant to it, I promise you. But I know that I know that God would not put me in this position if he didn't have me. So I know he's going to carry me through, and I know he's going to see me through that particular thing that I need to do. So let me ask you this. What is that thing that you have to do? You know, what is that work that you need to do in order to change your perspective on a certain situation? Or maybe what is it that, or why does God have you in a certain place in your life that you're not all that happy about? It could be a relationship. It could be a marriage. You know, it could be a friendship that you feel like is just very one-sided. You know, it could be a job, you know, where you feel like you're unhappy, like you don't really, you're not really seeing your purpose there. But I guarantee you that God has purpose for you there in that position, in that place where you are. You know, sometimes we just have to just rely on him to open up that
window so we can actually see what it is. We can peer in and go, oh, okay,
that's why I'm still here. Oh, okay, that's why I'm still connected to this or connected to them or those folks or this person, you know, and just become, what is that word? Obedient. Obedient. Obedience. So as I bring this particular podcast to a conclusion, I want to say that I think obedience is big, a big part of changing my perspective. And if I can remain obedient where I am with what I've been called to do, then perhaps maybe God will give me
the opportunity to move on, or maybe, just maybe,
my perspective will change and I won't be asking God to remove me. Something to think about, right? Changing your perspective. You can do it. Just like I have confidence in you, I have confidence in myself. Will it be easy? Absolutely not. Will it cost me something? Probably. Will I face some adversity in it? Some pushback? I just might. But if God is leading me and guiding me in this direction, then guess what? That's what I need to do. And that's what you need to do too. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Take a deep breath. Get ready to change your perspective. You take care and you stay safe. Love you till next time.
This episode is brought to you by Pyro Media Network, produced by Pyro Media Productions, setting brands ablaze since 2017. Thank you for listening.